Everyone faces challenges, but it's how we deal with them that really matters. I'm Camille Bauer, and I'm going to help you see that life can go from bad to worse. But if you have faith and trust in the Lord and put on your big girl pants, then those hard times will help strengthen your faith, refine your character, and make you who you were destined to be. Hey, my friends, this week we're going to be talking about how to create a vision for your life. Because if you don't, you're just going to feel like you're always on the defense, right? Life comes at you, and if you're just keeping on without any end game in sight, you're just going to squeak by and not feel very fulfilled and not have purpose. So I broke it down into three things you can do today to just start creating a vision. What I do when I work with my clients, but here's some baby steps for you. Number one, you're going to come up with a blueprint. What does that look like? Something that you love. What do you like to do? You are like the master designer of your life, and your thoughts are psychic. So think about what you want to do and where you want to go and what you want to do with your life. Me, I love a vision board, and I had talked about this before in a YouTube video. And if you're listening to this on my podcast, you can hop on my YouTube video and see. But here's kind of like my vision board, and I have, you know, a picture of Christ. I have how to have hope when life's hard. That's my mission. Sharing that with others, inspire others. And, you know, my book, I'm just getting ready to get put out. So best-selling author, you know, journeying memories, you know, what I'm grateful and blessed and thankful for. And, you know, heaven has everything to do with it. And I have on here, you know, a physical picture of strength. And anyway, this can look like whatever you want it to look like for you. But I stick this in my room, and I look at it every day. Like, it's when I'm in my bed, I can see this. If it has twilight or starlight or whatever it is, I can open my eyes and I can peer through and see this looking at me. So having your blueprint somewhere, or even just writing, if that's too much to tackle for you, write something inspirational on a piece of paper and stick it on your bathroom mirror. Like, what inspires you? What's your blueprint? What's your plan? So again, put that in front of you. Next step that's huge is start before you're ready. All right, Mark and Angel had a great, stop before you're ready, all right, has a great quote, and it said, we waste our time waiting for a path to appear, but it never does, because we forget the paths that are made by walking and not waiting, and we forget there's absolutely nothing about our present circumstance that prevents us from making progress again, one tiny step at a time. If we just sit and wait on the front lines thinking, you know, one day will come and then I'll have the time to do what I need to do, and it's not time for me right now, I can't have a vision, it's not coming to me, I really wish this and I think about it and the energy I'm channeling, but you're not walking, you're not taking those steps, which is number three, is take the baby steps. They count. If you are on your, metaphorically, on your belly, on your knees, like crawling, inching forward, congratulations. If you are 1% better, that's all you need to be. That's all you need to do. Just take baby steps every day. I was listening to Brené Brown, her podcast with Patrice Gordon, and it was amazing. And Patrice Gordon said, quote, what is meant for me is not going to miss me. And that just struck me so deep that it's like, here we worry, right? And we have anxiety and it's like, oh no, you know, but if we're trying every day that 1%, taking those baby steps, you can take comfort in that, that what is meant for you is not going to miss you if you are trying and trying again every day. The grand creator of the universe is here and he knows your heart and he knows you're trying. If you keep your faith and your belief in whatever that looks like to you, you'll attract what you want. A quote by Buddha says, what you think you become What you feel, you attract. What you imagine, you create. So imagine something, create something, design what you want for your life. Get your blueprint out and have it look at you in the mirror or in your room or in your visor by your garage door opener, whether it's, you know, something that you can see to remind you. And are you scared? Is it hard? I get you. Like, one of my presents to myself on Mother's Day night was I searched through my medicine cabinet and found like one of my old lorazepams and a sleeping pill. Like, life's been hard for me and my little family. And, you know, it's hard for everybody in different ways. And, you know, I'm not perfect and neither are we. But guess what? I woke up the next day and I'm trying again. And I woke up the next day and I'm trying again. Why? Because I have a vision and I have a plan and I know that I'm meant to do that and it's my purpose. So what is yours? That's what you need to do, is find that out. In Isaiah 41:10, God says, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." So if you are thinking your baby steps aren't enough, if you are feeling like you're on the defense, remember these three things this week. Create a vision for your life. One, get your blueprint. Two, start before you're ready, girl. Like, don't wait. Just like that quote by Mark and Angel, don't wait for the path to magically appear. Sometimes you have to walk to get there. Do the work. And number three, remember, baby steps count. Good job. Baby steps count. And if you need help coming up with a vision of your own, and a little more TLC, you can check out my website, CamilleBauer.com, and hop on a discovery call with me. It's one of my joys and passions in my life is helping others learn and grow and how to have hope when life's hard. So I'm here for you. I love you. And I hope you have a great week and you pull something out and create a vision for your life because you deserve it. And don't forget, no matter what, to put on your big girl pants.